what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Glad you're with us. Thank you. Thank you to KT McFarland, Carol Markowitz, Curtis Sliwa, Officer Tatum, and you, of course, most importantly, for being here and helping us think through these big stories of the day. I want to come right back home here to Manhattan. Now, a few weeks ago, the mayor said that he's going to, in keeping with, you know, whoever's guidelines these are, nobody can seem to find them, but if it's the CDC or the government or the governor's office or whoever it is, but somebody was, you know, said, hey, before you let people into your eateries, you're going to have to require confirmation of vaccination. And we've seen some things not go quite so well because of that. We've seen the videos now of those tourists from Texas. They all happen to be African-American that tried to eat at Carmine's this week. And it went wrong because when the waitresses told them that they had to be vaccinated or show proof of vaccination in order to enter, people lost their minds, started attacking the wait staff. And today, the wait staff released some additional footage that proves that it was the tourists that attacked the wait staff in such a fashion, that they weren't taunted or in some way lured into it, that they just lost their mind and started attacking the wait staff. And it's not the wait staff's fault. Whatever your thoughts are on the vaccine or the mandating of vaccines, these poor ladies that in most places are having to do the vaccine verification, it's not their fault. They're doing what they've been told. And some businesses are saying, well, we have to do this because the mayor said it and that's what we have to do. And there's others that are more relaxed. I had Arthur Idala on one of my shows last week and he said, yeah, he goes, you know, some places are not really enforcing it very strictly. I think he implied, you know, you show them anything from your wallet that may have your signature on it, they may count that as proof of vaccination. The idea that we're having to do this and that these employers are forcing their employees to then interfere into the lives of their customers with private medical information is it is a new threshold. We have never done that before. We have gone to levels of privacy invasion here that are unparalleled. And while there's people that have talked about how, you know, Roe v. Wade ensured that women's privacy would never be tampered with, this goes way beyond that. This goes to every person's privacy. So it's understandable that some people are going to be a little bit testy about it. But you know what even makes them more angry? When you're a tourist from Texas and you come up to a big fancy New York restaurant like Carmine's, legendary, and you're not given a seat, and they say, well, it's because you're not vaccinated and you don't have proof of vaccination. But then you go and open the New York newspaper and you see that Brazil's president gets to eat pizza in New York City from a pizzeria, unvaccinated. All of a sudden you're going, well, wait a minute, where's the dividing line? How come a big president of another country gets to eat unvaccinated, but me, the poor schlub from Texas, you kick me back out on the street? Now, again, I'm not justifying that they should have attacked those waitresses. It's not the waitress's fault. It's not the hostess's fault. But if you're going to do this, you got to do it to everybody. Otherwise, you're going to have these little bubble ups happening all over the place. And nobody thought about that. And they should. I'm Kevin McCullough.